Over the next couple of weeks, people are going to be finding out various surprises in the state budget that were inserted at the last minute. Municipalities are among those figuring out the puzzle. Mayor Chris Koos of Normal joins us after council meetings and says there are some things the town has been trying to watch.
The two issues with the taxes are our biggest issues. Going forward, what happens with unfunded mandates, be they union enhancements that have no revenue behind them to support them, or regulations that cost us money to implement without the funding there, would be issues that we'd be looking at.
There was an effort to continue the 10% rake-off of income tax money that the state had been giving municipalities and was going to take away again. Do you know whether that happened yet?
I do not know.
How about sales tax?
Sales tax, I think we're going to be okay on sales tax. I think we're going to continue to get the share that we get.
A couple of months ago, City Manager Pam Reese took the job, and we asked you, how's she doing, about a month ago, and you said, ask me next month. Well, we're asking you next month. Well, how is the development and the progress coming along in absorbing the mountain of information that usually comes with a new position?
Yeah, I think she's doing a very good job on moving forward. Again, it's a month on the job, right? And but she is very attentive to detail. She's aware of what's going on around her. She asks the right questions of council and staff. I think she's doing a great job.
What's new to her that she is working up on, even after being with the town for so long?
I would say probably the thing at the forefront would be economic development. She really never did much of that with as a deputy city manager, and I think some land use issues in terms of zoning issues and things like that, new development. She didn't have a lot of managerial experience in that, but she's a quick study on it. She's relying on finance director, uptown development director, other people, inspections people, other people in the organization that have been doing this for a long time, I think they have a good relationship. She trusts their judgment and opinion, so that's really helping her a lot there.
What will need to happen around her so that she can continue the growth curve in this job?
Well, I think, I witnessed this when I first became mayor with Mark, is finding a work-life balance, because the job will take everything from you if you let it. So her ability to manage her time and keep her life on a sane level, if you will. That's going to be important, and I think she's figured that out pretty quickly as well.
Is there the staff to help her do that?
There is. Again, the staff, and this was intentional. The staff has been developed over the Mark Peterson's term and Dave Anderson's term that there was staff development as well as having good people in the top positions. There's always a development of the second and third tier people so that there was continuity if there was a change within the organization. And that proves itself in times when your leader retires and a new one takes the job.
But the administration was cut as part of the town's reductions to meet the new financial state of affairs. Is that impacting the upper tier?
It hasn't yet, because some of those changes haven't happened yet, and some just happened. But she's very much aware of that. We have conversations about that, things that employee X did that person is no longer around to do, so who's going to do it? And it's important to keep it going. So I think she'll be tasking some of that to other people in the organization.
Councilmember Jeff Fritzen talked last night about the State Farm effect and how it has been a positive for many, many decades for this community, so positive that it even, he implied, created a sense of complacency in the community about economic development, and that perhaps Bloomington Normal didn't work as hard on that as it should have or could have in seeking out new business opportunities and business growth. Even though Councilmember Fritzen said the State Farm effect right now is negative, he expects them to emerge leaner and more competitive and able to grow again and be operating stably and in a positive fashion for Bloomington Normal. What's your sense of, for lack of a better term, the State Farm effect right now?
Well, you know, I will agree with Jeff on the notion that State Farm needs to be competitive in a very competitive industry right now, and they have to make some hard choices for themselves. They have had a negative impact on our community, but I don't think it's a deadly impact on our community. I agree that we have been complacent about economic development because for years and years and years, we didn't need it, or so we told ourselves. But I think that's something you can never stop looking at as a community. You've always got to be looking to the future. You're looking for opportunities to strengthen your community. You should always be doing that.
How has the municipality seen the effect of State Farm's shifts in employment in and out and the uncertainty that those shifts have caused in the populace?
Well, I think the one thing we're watching to see, and we won't know for a while, is what happens to real estate values in the community because of the number of people that have been transferred to the State Farm hubs, what will happen to housing prices, and if housing prices go down, then our EAV for property taxes go down, and it makes our job a lot harder to do. So that's probably the thing we're watching, but I think it's important in the community that there is opportunity for someone, say, who was downsized out of State Farm or said, I don't want to live in Atlanta or Dallas or Phoenix, an opportunity for them to find an equally good-paying job in our community. I think that's really important. And also, as Councilman McCarthy talked about, programs at Illinois State University, which are addressing new skills that are needed in the marketplace. Hopefully we can keep more people going through Illinois State University and the community.
The presumption on a lot of the involuntary retirements, though, has been that these are folks who may or may not move out of the community, but who will find it difficult to find other jobs because of their age. Where are those jobs that you're talking about? Where can they find and latch and tie and contribute?
Well, you know, it depends on the person, I think. You know, some of these people could actually start their own companies. They certainly have the experience and the skills to do something like that. Maybe they want to do it. Maybe they don't want to do it. I think that would be the option. But you can't look at it as another large corporation is going to move to Bloomington Normal and suck up all this workforce. It's going to be more incremental.
Is there a role for the town to play, or the Economic Development Council, or the Chamber of Commerce, in creating assistance for the people who do wish to be entrepreneurial?
I think so. Yes. You know, and what that assistance is, it you take a look case by case. You know, there are certainly, depending on the field you're in, there are small business loan opportunities. There's things we can do as a community, you know, like we've done for a couple of small businesses down here where we give them almost incubator space, retailers and startups. The chamber definitely is... under the Be an Advantage label is working on workforce development to teach people different skills that fit the needs in the marketplace. So there's not one thing that these entities can do, but yeah, we should all be working in the same direction.
Is there room for a splashy initiative to boost the profile of the Small Business Development Center at Illinois Wesleyan or some other entity that directly addresses this potential market for new businesses?
Yeah, I think it'd be hard on the Small Business Development Center because they're just brand new, and I think they are getting more applications for assistance and help in the programs than they're currently able to handle. I think the state has a hand in this and for workforce development and recruiting businesses, helping us recruit businesses into the community, much as they did with Rivian. The state was certainly involved in that, and that promises to develop some really high-paying jobs.
So there is a potential for to go forth and say, hey, business XYZ, we have an estimated number of several hundred people who have X numbers of qualifications in X and Y age group. This will be a good opportunity for you to hire experienced people?
I would agree, and that would be an economic development agency initiative. That's really what EDCs are designed to do, to show companies that there are opportunities in the community that they represent that would help a company if they decided to locate here, or do a branch office here, whatever. Yeah.
Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal, thanks for joining us. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal joined GLT on Sound Ideas after council meetings. Mayor Koos spoke to us in his office.